Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Mike Ellis. He's a professor at the University of Illinois. Welcome to Pig Health Today.
Thank you, Seth. Appreciate it.
It's been said that you can't bring dead pigs to market, but so much of that mortality rate is really determined in the first 21 days, isn't it?
Yes, we lose a bigger proportion of potential production in the first 3 weeks than we lose in the rest of the production system.
And I'm kind of arbitrarily saying 21 days. I mean, that weaning age has been evolving over the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, I think certainly the producers we interact with, most of them are on the 21 days today.
And why the focus on pre-weaning mortality for you personally?
Well, it's gone up over the last 15 years or so, and it's a loss of potential production. And because it's gone up, it's a bigger loss than it was. And so I think that's really the reason why we focused on it. It's become a bigger problem.
What is the pre-weaning mortality rate average right now?
Yeah, well, according to PigChum data, pre-weaning mortality would be about 15% of piglets born today. But you've got the stillbirths that also occur that have increased to a certain extent. So collectively, if you put stillbirths and pre-weaning mortality together, we're losing in excess of 20% of the piglets that are potentially there at the start of farrowing. 20% are lost before we get to weaning, and that's a big loss for any industry.
It certainly is, and I'm surprised that it's that high, but how does that compare to, let's say, 10 years ago?
It's gone up, not a huge amount, but probably 2 or 3%. 10 years ago, it might have been averaging around 12% or something of that sort. So it has increased, not a huge amount, but litter sizes have increased also. So the number of piglets we're using has obviously gone up as well.
And that was going to be my next question, because I know litter sizes have gone up considerably. What is the average litter size now? And again, how does that compare?
Yeah, it's probably around 15 to 16 total pigs. That would be alive and stillborn. Again, it's gone up over the last 15 years, the data that I've looked at, by about 0.2 of a piglet per litter per year. So over 15 years, litter size has increased about 3 piglets in total, which is a huge increase in actual fact.
So is this a situation where less is more? Should we be backing off the sizes of the litters so that we can try to reduce the mortality rates of these pigs?
No, I don't think that's the approach. I still think from an economic standpoint, having the bigger litters is positive. I think we just need to focus on techniques and approaches to minimize mortality, and there are some things that can be done. And the best units do very well. I mean, they're at less than 10% pre-weaning mortality. So it's within scope to reduce those numbers significantly.
So where are the opportunities for improvement?
I think in general management, it's difficult to put a finger on one thing, because it is a complex of various things that relates to disease, that relates to the animal's environment in the farrowing house, so on and so forth. But it's creating an environment for the piglet that it makes it more likely to survive. It's attention to detail, it's management techniques like cross-fostering, split suckling techniques, a range of things that can be done and are being used by the industry. I think the biggest challenge is in terms of people. As you're aware, I'm sure there is a shortage of people, a shortage of qualified people that are good at managing farrowing houses and reducing mortality. And I think the biggest challenge as an industry is how can we bring in and develop people that are better at reducing mortality. Because it's a very people-intensive part of production. You've got to have somebody there in the farrowing house observing, finding pigs that are struggling and doing something about it. So I think if there is one place to start, it would be in finding people that are good at that sort of job.
But that's much easier said than done. Absolutely. I mean, how do we, what's the solution? Do we have to have better training programs, better wages? Where do you see this going?
It's a complex of things. The fewer people that are interested in working on swine units, and That's a fact, and it's a difficult nut to crack. But I think if you're going to, if you're consistently going to have low pre-weaning mortality, it's in the people that are doing the job where your biggest opportunity is.
And when we talk about pre-weaning mortality, what are the major causes of death?
Same as they've always been. It's crushing by the sow, it's starvation, it's low vitality, low viability at birth. There are some disease components, but by far and away the two major components are crushing and starvation, and they're interlinked, because if a piglet is starving, if it's not getting enough milk, then it becomes more lethargic, not as capable of moving away from the sow, and so your crushing losses increase. So it's that complex of crushing and starvation that's the major causes.
What about nutrition?
Yeah, I think nutrition has a part to play, fairly obviously. There's some evidence, for example, in relation to stillbirths, that by changing the diet of the sow before farrowing, adding extra fiber to the diet, you can reduce stillbirth. So I think there are some nutritional approaches that can help.
Have you noticed any patterns with pre-wean mortality? In other words, does it tend to be higher on a certain size farm than it might be on another type?
I don't think so. I'm not aware of that data, so I haven't looked at it. I think that, again, it comes down to the people that are doing it and who you have in the firing hose. And I think that's independent of size of farm.
What recommendations do you have for producers at this point for trying to hold the line on pre-wean mortality?
Well, I think, again, I'd start at the people part and try to attract and identify people that have the right philosophy, if you like, the right attitude to be successful in the firing house. And there is variation there, and you can, there are some approaches to identifying people that are likely to be better. I think it comes down to creating an environment within the firing house where the piglets and the sow are most comfortable. It relates to temperature. Design of facilities is important. There are some designs of firing crates, for example, that are better than others. I think there's some piglet management approaches. I think split suckling at birth to give the smaller piglets a better opportunity to get colostrum on the sow away from competition with the bigger piglets, cross-fostering to even up litter sizes, a whole range of techniques that need to be employed. There's no magic bullet. There's no one thing you can say, if you do this, you're going to improve pre-weaning mortality. It is very much a system, and you've got to look at the whole system and look at where you can optimize things from the point of view of the piglet survivability.
What about further up the line? What can we do pre-farrowing to ensure a lower mortality rate?
Bringing a sow into the firing house in the right body condition can help. You don't want them obviously too fat or too thin. I think I still would like to see more data on some of the potential approaches involving nutrition to reduce mortality levels, increase the survivability of the piglets.
And getting back to the pre-weaning mortality, obviously disease is always a threat. Have you seen any trends in that area that could be improved upon?
No, I think the disease is always a potentially a major threat, and particularly the enteric diseases. Now, there are other diseases that come into swine herds, unfortunately, that can cause massive losses, but in the absence of some of those, I think protection of the piglets against some of the enteric diseases, E. coli, so in particular, building up some immunity through the sow's colostrum is important. And again, producers are aware of this. A lot of producers use vaccines to try and stimulate colostrum antibody production and colostrum to protect against some of these. Obviously, hygiene is critical. All in, all out management in the firing house, thorough cleaning and disinfection to reduce the level of disease challenge is an important component. So again, it's a complex of things. There's no one thing, but you've got to do a lot of things right.
That's for sure. And also, when you're looking at the overall performance and health of the herd, as we said before, it really starts in that pre-weaning stage, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So what happens before weaning influences the piglet for the rest of its life, basically. So it is a critical stage. We focused on mortality because it is a problem, and keeping them alive is the first step. But I think there's still, in relation to maximizing weaning weights and some of those areas, I think also important to consider.